How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guests on this installment of Grady Nation are two return guests. They have previously appeared on Grady Nation. One is Jackson Jones. He's the author of a book regarding the JFK assassination. And he raises questions about the government's awareness and potential involvement in the assassination, talking about the U.S. federal government. And some might say that he's a conspiracy theorist. And he's here to talk about the conspiracy theories he has regarding Mauro Ranallo not being present on WWE programming. And my other guest is the son of my next-door neighbor, Loli Shane. He's a big AEW All Elite Wrestling fan, and he also has some comments regarding Mauro Ranallo not being present. Now, some of you listening to Grade A Nation might not even know who Mauro Ranallo is, but he's a very big fixture in the combat sports community, if you can call it that. Mauro has been all over the place. Mauro has been a play-by-play announcer for mixed martial arts, Bellator. He's a play-by-play announcer for Showtime's boxing. Perhaps his biggest claim to fame is that he announced the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor boxing match. He's done so much. I mean, he's announced English New Japan Pro Wrestling for Access TV. He also served as Strikeforce MMA announcer before it was acquired by UFC in 2013. And the thing is that Mauro currently, up to the recording date of this podcast, has been an employee of WWE World Wrestling Entertainment. And he has taken a leave of absence after a colleague tweeted criticism that Mauro was talking too much and was not letting his broadcast partners speak. Now you might say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, Mauro Ranallo suffers from bipolar disorder. And, you know, incidents like that where a colleague engages in criticism of your work can perhaps trigger a bipolar event. With bipolar disorder, there's the potential for depressive and manic episodes. Sometimes you're going to have high energy and a lack of sleep. Sometimes you're going to have low energy, low motivation, lose interest in daily activities. And there are a whole bunch of symptoms tied to bipolar disorder that are quite scary. Anxiety, hopelessness, crying, being disorganized in terms of behavior and also on thoughts, engaging in risk-taking behaviors, doing things that can pose harm to yourself, racing thoughts, lack of concentration. So there are a lot of concerns here. And the thing is that this isn't the first time that Mauro has been on sabbatical, has taken a leave of absence from WWE for something that a colleague has said. In 2017, John Layfield made fun of Mauro for celebrating being voted as best announcer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And he took a break for several months, and he ended up joining another part of WWE's programming under the NXT brand in June of 2017. So he took a leave of absence one time already. In March 2017, he returned to WWE programming in June of 2017 for NXT. But now he is off of NXT programming, and there's no indication that he is going to return. Now, the announcer that made the recent criticism that at an NXT live event, Mauro was talking too much and not letting his broadcast partner speak, Corey Graves, this is not a very good person. Corey Graves went on his podcast and gave a half-hearted apology. It seemed very insincere. It wasn't even a direct apology. He did not name Mauro Ranallo. He said he was just trying to stir up controversy with his comment that Mauro was not letting his broadcast partner speak. Corey Graves then went on to say that maybe it was not the most professional way to go about doing things, and that he didn't mean to offend or disparage anybody. The thing is that a lot of people are taking this as not a heartfelt apology, because he did not direct his comments to Mauro Ranallo, someone who suffers from bipolar disorder, which is a very serious mental health condition. And so I'm here with Jackson Jones and Shane because they have various thoughts regarding this whole Mauro Ranallo situation. And given that, we'll take a short break and then we'll hear what they have to say. Thank you very much. Thank you, Great Nation, for sticking with us. I am here with Jackson Jones. He is the author of a JFK assassination book, one of many, but he levels some very serious charges at our federal government, the U.S. federal government, regarding their potential knowledge or involvement in the JFK assassination. And also, I'm chatting with the son of my next-door neighbor, Loli, Shane. He is a very big fan of All Elite Wrestling, which is the main competitor in the United States to WWE World Wrestling Entertainment. And we're all here trying to figure out what is going on with Mauro Ranallo as he has taken his second leave of absence in his broadcasting tenure for WWE. Now, Jackson, you have some views regarding Mauro's disappearance, and you think that it is not necessarily tied to symptoms or aspects regarding his bipolar disorder.
Yeah, that is right. Thank you. The thing is, dear, is that Mauro Ranallo is a very esteemed announcer. And to think that he's just gonna disappear without a trace is very suspicious. It doesn't add up. So my proposal is that there is one of several situations going on with Mauro. As you know, Vince McMahon owns WWE. And Vince McMahon's wife, Linda McMahon, worked for the current presidential administration. And it could be a matter of Vince McMahon giving a call, asking for a favor, and saying, let's make this guy disappear just like Epstein.
So you're saying trying to create the illusion that Mauro has disappeared, but what would be the purpose of that?
Well, it could be to teach him a lesson. To not act up. Perhaps he did say something or imply that he was going to sue the WWE, and Vince McMahon called or had Linda McMahon call. They have the connections and asked for a favor to make Mauro disappear just like Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, because we have not seen Jeffrey Epstein's body. We are not sure if he's dead or alive. So, it could be a situation where Mauro is being hogtied at WWE headquarters with a Corey Graves jizz rag lodged in his mouth, and he's being forced to watch the 2011 Triple H movie, The Chaperone, on a continuous loop until he promises not to sue the WWE for a hostile work environment. That is certainly possible.
Well, that would be a very morbid way to go about trying to prevent a lawsuit. I'm pretty sure you can just talk it out.
No. That is not the way of people like Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon is in the Illuminati deer. No one who makes such bad television week in and week out can still be in business were it not for the Illuminati pulling the strings. Let's be honest. More people would be embarrassed to be caught holding a Blu-ray copy of WWE programming compared to being caught holding a Blu-ray of illegal X-rated material featuring a hedgehog erotically tending to an elderly man's hemorrhoids.
I don't know about that. I mean, you said a lot right there. I'm tongue-tied. So apparently you're claiming Vince McMahon is in the Illuminati. You're of that opinion.
Yeah.
And you are saying that because of his involvement in the Illuminati, he can just make bad programming week in, week out. There are no consequences. And that he can also make someone like Mauro Ranallo disappear without, you know, anyone raising an eyelash.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you have any proof that Vince McMahon is in the Illuminati?
Dear, I just gave you the explanation. I mean, this guy is a billionaire, and he continuously puts on bad television. How can you be so successful financially and yet be a total failure with respect to your product?
Okay, well, I mean, is there any other plausible scenario that can explain why Mauro Ranallo is missing?
Well, dear, The Undertaker, in my view, in my opinion, is a Satanist.
Wow.
Well, that's my view, okay? The Undertaker is a Satanist, in my opinion, and perhaps wants to encourage Mauro to live an immoral lifestyle and revere Satan. It could be the case that Mauro is being sodomized by The Undertaker repeatedly until he agrees to worship the devil. And The Undertaker's support for Satan can explain the physical longevity of The Undertaker's career, as that his devil-worshipping ways have given him some sort of mystical powers.
You really think that that can occur, that someone being a Satanist can get some sort of magic powers that can make them endure pain that others can't?
Yeah.
Well, I do not find that plausible. So, I mean, is there anything else that you can propose? Because so far, I think this, litany of accusations, charges are not really rooted in reality.
Well, it could be a situation where, you know, Vince McMahon, who is an opportunist, could just be trying to make money. He's probably publishing a book right now called Where in the World is Mauro Ranallo? And it's a picture book, and you try and find Mauro in various situations. You know, they do an illustration of the Crispin Walk crime scene, and you try and find a little picture of Mauro in that environment, and when you find them, you say, Mamma Mia, and that's the game.
I'm pretty sure they are not going to be publishing a book that features the Crispin Waugh crime scene where he murdered his wife and son, and you try and find a picture of Morrow hidden within the crime scene. I do not buy that. I actually think that's more disturbing than the other proposals that you gave.
Well, the thing is, dear, is that Morrow is not around, and you don't have an explanation either.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get at potential reasons why Morrow is not around. So, I hear where you're coming from. I'm not sure if you have taken a lot of Molly over the years and it's ravaged your cognitive functions.
I don't like that, dear. I don't like that insinuation.
Well, I mean, if we're all throwing out accusations, it just seems like it's appropriate to point out that a lot of the things you're saying seem very far-fetched. Now, let me move on to Shane, because Shane is not really someone who is all tied up in this discussion of, you know, Freemasons, Skull and Bone Society, Illuminati, none of that business. He's just a youngster that is a big All Elite Wrestling fan, which is the primary U.S. wrestling competitor to World Wrestling Entertainment. Shane, why do you think that Morrow is gone?
Well, I heard a rumor that Morrow's gone, so people will be interested in what happens to NXT, yeah. So all this news about Morrow being gone is making people be interested in the NXT product. And more people focus on NXT means that they're going to be watching NXT and not AEW. And so AEW's ratings are going to go down. They're not going to be watching. With less people watching AEW, That's going to hurt them. They're going to go out of business. The WWE is kidnapped Morrow, trying to put AEW out of business.
Wow. So you're saying that they're just taking Morrow off of announcing, perhaps kidnapping him, just so people get talking about NXT, tune in to NXT to see if Morrow's there, and that hurts the rating of AEW. That's quite a provocative hypothesis. I'm not sure about the kidnapping aspect, but maybe asking Morrow to just sit out a few weeks so people keep tuning in every week to watch NXT and see if he's on there? That sounds like a plausible hypothesis.
Yeah. Morrow is a pawn. He's a pawn in the WWE's game. He's probably laughing at all of us. He's probably safe and sound. He's totally fine. He's probably enjoying hot Sonic corn dogs dipped in ranch as we're all speaking and worrying about him. They're playing us all for fools.
Well, Shane, as we've discussed on a prior installment of Grade A Nation, you are the only person I know that dips their Sonic corn dogs in ranch and deliberately has the tip dipped in ranch, and then you stare at people as you're eating the corn dog dipped in ranch.
It's very delicious. I don't know what the big deal is. I'm pretty sure Morrow does it too. Pretty sure. I just love AEW so much. And if WWE causes AEW to go out of business, there's gonna be serious consequences.
What's that? What's that supposed to mean? Serious consequences?
Well, my mom says if Corey Graves loves controversy, maybe he'll enjoy me accusing him of tugging on his privates while standing next to me in a row of urinals at a WWE live event.
I don't think that would be an appropriate thing. That would be a false accusation, and I think this WWE AEW war is causing people to act almost out of their minds. You're on the verge of accusing someone of a serious crime. And I don't think you should do that just because of this wrestling ratings war. It's just professional wrestling, and in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal.
Maybe not to you, but if I don't get to see Nyla Rose perform, I'm going to be very sad.
Okay, I understand, Shane. We've talked about your love of Nyla Rose before.
May I chime in?
Yes, Jackson Jones. Well, what's your perspective?
Well, you know, I find it interesting, dear, that you are someone accusing us of being conspiracy theorists when there is a conspiracy with you.
What do you mean? I'm not really following your train of thought.
Well, dear, think back to Great A Nation in its early installments.
Oh, yeah. It was me talking a lot about my life, what was going on with my family.
Yeah, that's right. You were talking about your mother. You were talking about your father and your brother Tim. And your brother Tim was on the show. And then all of a sudden they disappear.
Well, the thing was that, I mean, not necessarily had a falling out. It's just there was a lot of tension. They didn't really like me talking about what was going on with family dynamics. So I sort of, I not only moved away, so I'm not as close to my mother and father right now. So there's the distance aspect. I can't really talk about what they're doing if I'm not seeing what they're doing. And there's also the component that my brother Tim, who did move with me, did resent me because I was not as supportive of him and his attempts to get on America's Got Talent. But maybe it's for the best, considering, you know, in the last installment of Great A Nation, we talked about all this, negativity surrounding the America's Got Talent tapings this season. So maybe my comments telling Tim that, you know, America's Got Talent maybe not be the best fit for him were helpful.
I just find it hard to believe that, you know, in the early episodes, you have this family and your brother appears and then they suddenly disappear.
Are you implying that I did something diabolical, like you were talking about with Mauro Ranallo? I'm kind of at a loss here.
Well, dear, it's just a situation where I think that maybe your family didn't exist.
What are you talking about? I have a family. It's just that, you know, situations came about that things changed and the programming changed, and maybe it was all a positive because, you know, starting out the show was struggling a bit, I'll be honest, but slowly but surely we gained an audience. And perhaps it's due to the format that we have now. And it's a matter of, we don't necessarily have to talk about everything going on with the family and all the drama with the family.
You know, I'm starting to think that this show should be called Grade A Nation, starring Arthur Fleck.
Arthur Fleck, huh? And why is that?
Well, dear, the thing is that, I mean, it could be that your family was a figment of your imagination.
I have a family, Jackson. I know you have a lot of problems because of drug abuse.
That's not right.
Well, I mean, I don't know where you get these conspiracy theories from. I have a family. It's just that the situation is that there's a bit of distance between me, mother and father, and then my brother Tim does not want to be on the show. I mentioned that he sent a nasty letter. I didn't read it on the air. I just felt it was for the best. Drop it. Let it go.
Yeah. I think the thing is that there was no letter. There is no brother. There is no mother. There is no father. So maybe you should prove it. Otherwise, you're just as much of a fraud as a lot of these people in government. And perhaps you're part of the Illuminati.
I am not a part of the Illuminati, and I think that all of this is you being angry that, despite the fact that your installment of Granny Nation was popular, I haven't really asked you back on much. I think you're just taking out your aggressions on me, and that's okay. And I think you're also scaring Shane.
Actually, I thought the same thing, because my mom says that, you know, she hasn't seen your brother, and she was wondering why. So maybe Mr. Jones is right.
Yeah.
Well, I think both of you are deplorable individuals for making all the outrageous claims you are making regarding Mauro Ranallo. And then to top it all off, you accuse me of faking a family for the sake of a podcast. I mean, really, how dare you?
All I'm saying, dear, is that you should prove you have a mother. Prove you have a father. Prove you have a brother. Where's your family?
Yeah, where's the family?
Well, I mean, maybe in time, no, be a part of the show again. Just as of right now, they're not. And this show has totally been hijacked. We were supposed to just focus on Mauro Ranallo, and now I'm being accused of being a fraud.
Well, you know, two frauds.
Yeah, all right. Grady Nation, hopefully we'll get the situation back on track. I appreciate your support. I mean, Shane and Jackson Jones might not support me, but if you can download the show, stream it, tell people about it, spread the word.
Help him find his imaginary parents.
Quiet. You know, tweet at Grade A USA, G-R-A-D E-A-U-S-A.
Do you even know how to spell?
All right. These two are truly scum, and they're not going to be back on anymore.
Yeah, you always say that, but then we'll probably be back on.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone.